This meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in the appropriate matter. To eliminate all conflicts and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance at today's meeting that is a member of an agency of any law enforcement agency or public agency of the federal, state, city, county, or township agencies present? Is there any response to Bivens decisions for the first time? This meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in an appropriate manner. To eliminate all conflict and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance at today's meeting that is a member of an agency of any law enforcement agency or public agency of the federal, state, county, city, or township agencies present? Is there any response to Bivens decisions for a second time? This meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric in the public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in appropriate manner. To eliminate all conflict and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance at today's meeting that is a member of an agency of any law enforcement agency or public agencies of the federal, state, county, city, or township agencies present? Is there any response to Bivens decisions for a third time? Since there was any, there was none. Anyone who is here under false pretense, anyone who is working for any foreign agency, including the territory of the United States or municipal United States, anyone who is being paid or coerced to be here must fully disclose their presence and purpose now or leave the premises for a conference call. If they subsequently show up as federal witnesses, they are discredited to failure to disclose. Okay. The first thing that I want to talk about, I'm going to share my screen here so you can see this letter. Can everybody see the screen? This was an email that went out from Kathy Krindler from the PKTF. The PKTF is trying to start up a task force to I think it what it's really for is to hold our borders for the state. You know, it's like the first part of it says the peaceful operation tenfold shield official launching, you know, from August to January 2026. It's a peaceful operation tenfold shield stand up. The first 10 in defense of the land and soil now officially activated by the peacekeeping task force under direction of the Federation Standing Readiness Agency or agenda. Now they're saying that it's directed by the Federation. I haven't got a confirmation on that yet. I did talk to some other people in the PKTF, and this was something that they're offering, whatever. Anything that the PKTF does has to be, the state has to want it to happen. We have to ask for it. They can't tell us to do this. But what they're trying to do is trying to get us ready to help stand up our states. You know, it's right here, it says develop the assembly militia pillar, establish a lawful state border defense concept, readiness of internal public safety committees, right? So this whole thing is to, they're trying to get a state coordinator, a co-coordinator in position to working with the militias, basically to help secure our borders and help us get our militia ready and all that kind of stuff. Not sure what everybody's thinking about this. It says right here, the guidance for participation, vetting of a militia-focused state corps coordinator. So they're trying to get a coordinator to step up, and they're going to vet them and to help with the militia on to do these, you know, all of the stuff that it's talking about here. Now, I sent all this information in the email so that, you know, the download, you can download it and get it. I want everybody to go through it and read it. And then when we have our next meeting, whatever, I'd like to get more in depth in what people think about it. It's like in number three here, vetting the panel protocol, scheduling and oversight. You know, they're nominating a pilot program will be scheduled over the next several months based on their assembly readiness to nominate a co-coordinator dedicated to militia pillar development. As far as I know, we have our militia pillar. Shallon, I know, is our commander. What readiness they need to get involved in this, we'll need to talk to him, our militia people, and see what it is that they think they need to do to get ready, for help protecting our border and keeping the peace, right?
Brian Borkhart.
Brian, go ahead.
I'm just here to tune into the meeting.
Okay. Thanks for showing up.
You're welcome.
It goes through a bunch of stuff here, and I'd like to everybody to read over this stuff, and then next week maybe we can take a vote on whatever it is here, if we really want to get involved in this or really do it. I don't know. I know, Denise, didn't you know something more about this, or is it, or do you want to say something?
Hi, everybody. I did read over the email. It was sent to me, and my thoughts are right now we're spread kind of thin, and we do have to invite the PKTF to do this, and I want to do it. Our issue is that our outreach has been, there's been prohibited factors on us gathering more people. So the first thing that's got to happen for our assembly is that we need the coordinators to send out a letter to engage all the people. We know that we have over 250 people that are ASN, and get them reengaged with us, because there's still some confusion if people should actually be engaging with our state assembly or not, and who is involved. So let's get more people kind of in the wherewithal and in the flow. And once we do that, let's come back to this. But keep in mind something. The FARA accounts and the municipal bonds that are running the government are all going to be under our purview. So we'll actually need a lot of people to handle the militia pillar. And then they'll have to direct our employees. So that's one thing. One very important thing that we can do right now is today, get up our public safety committee in earnest. And that is where all of this activity will happen. Now, just to let you know that the public safety committee is always up and ready and standing. All the other committees only meet if there's actually something going on. But the public safety committee is the first step of this. So if you'd like, we could put a move on the floor and adopt the public safety committee and have them look at this. And that would be kind of our first step.
I don't know about the safety committee, whatever. We really need to establish who those people really are. That's one of the things we're going to go over today, is the org chart. Figure out who is doing what, and we need to actually get more people involved. That's one of the things on the agenda, to actually fill these places and get people involved in figuring out some of this stuff. It's our government, and all of us has got to work together to try to figure out what it is that we're going to do or not do. And this is just one of the things that I wanted, it went out, and I wanted to talk about it and let everybody be aware of what's going on. So, this is one thing that we really do need to look at. Okay, is there anybody want to say anything about this or talk about it? Just go ahead and speak if you want to.
What exactly is the militia going to do?
Go ahead. There's a four-pillar graph that I put in the chat, and that has all the roles of the militia pillar, in case you're wondering what it is. So the militia pillar is a state-only committee. They do have a county liaison, but it's the militia in our assembly is all the people. The ready militia, or, you know, I'll call it the armed portion of it, is men that are 21 to, I think, 45 was the cutoff that we kind of expect all of the people in that age group to be part of the standing militia. But militia can be anybody. It could be your grandma making sandwiches at a disaster response area, place. So anyone could be in the militia, but we are all militia. That's our job. And so if you had to say, well, how does an ASN fulfill their duty? Well, our public duty is to provide for peaceable assembly and uphold the public law. That's our job. And we have 3 public laws and 4 organic laws. Okay.
Yeah, let me expand on the peacekeeping task force. Basically, if there's any kind of disaster or any kind of stuff that goes on, say like if we had a flood, the PKTF would then come out and with the militia, and they would try to help the people, with the flood, and that kind of stuff. It's almost like FEMA, but not FEMA. You know what I'm saying? There are people that are first on the ground to help the people in the area of whatever's going on. And then the state would then help fund them and, get whatever they need to fix whatever problems, like if you had a bridge go down or, whatever it could be that we need to keep the peace in certain ways, by either helping people, because people could get hurt in those things. Well, they're the first ones that are the boots on the ground to help. Is that kind of clear for you?
Yes.
Okay. Is there any more that we want to talk about on that? Oops. Excuse me. The next thing I want to talk about, I always keep talking about the file server. Everybody, we have the file server where I created it for everybody, for the state and the counties or whatever to store our information, whatever. What you see on the screen is the file server, okay? You can see all of the different tools and stuff. I'm going to go into where the files are at. This is where we store all of our files. Right now, I'm working on the LRO. This part of it right here is the LRO. This is the Nevada's link. And say this is Clark County. And these are people's documents that are on the file server that is in the LRO. So there's different stuff that is stored here. All our meetings are on here. Just about everything that we need when we do the, the county clerks, any kind of documents, we need to keep documents for at least 10 years. Well, this file server is to upload all of those documents. I keep talking about whatever, and I wanted everybody to actually see what is it. What is a file server? What is it that I had created for everybody, right? Well, this is the file server. And, it has different things where you can add users to it and, different people maintain stuff and whatever on it. It can actually, do several different things, like video streaming. There's all kinds of stuff file server can do. Right now we're just using the smallest part of it, which is storing our documents, our videos. Like when we do this conference call right now, when I send out the agenda to everybody, and you see the links you're clicking on, those are coming from this file server. So that's what this is, basically. And you know, I just want everybody to see what it is that we voted on to use and, you know, to maintain our documents in, and, you know, just be able to see it, you know, see what it is that we physically do have something. Does anybody want to ask any questions about it? Okay. The next thing that I'm going to talk about just really short here is going to give you a fast update of the LRO. I'm getting really close to, you know, completing it. I'm hoping by the end of this month, you know, we're only 10 days in this month now. I'm pretty sure I will get it completed so that we can start using it. Once I get it completed and I get the training with, you know, the recording sectors and all that, then we're going to want everybody to log on to it. See if I have, hang on a minute here. I'm going to try to do a quick. And this is the screen for the LRO. So basically the part where it says create your membership, once I get to a certain point, I'm going to have everybody go to there and create their accounts. So, and that's, unless you guys have any other questions, I don't have a lot of, you know, information to show at this time, just because it's, most of the stuff I'm doing now is all back-end stuff. I'll get to a part where I can actually show some more stuff a little later. But I didn't want to do it in this meeting. Does anybody have any questions about the LRO? Or, and has everybody had a chance to watch Anna's video on the LRO and that kind of stuff to understand why we're even doing this? The last coordinator call, Anna pretty much stipulated that there's not going to be 12 people running your state. If they think they're going to do that, they're not going to get funded, they're not going to get whatever, until we get more and more people involved. We need to get as many people involved in this, in the assembly, you know, and get more and more positions filled, you know, so that we can have a good standing on our state. And at that point, then we will, you know, then they'll look at us as a real state, and then, you know, funding should be coming through at that point. So, you know, anybody thinks that we're going to do this with six people, we're not going to do this with six people. It's never going to happen with that. So we need to pull together and actually get this done. And one of the things that Anna says, by getting your state ready, we have to get our LRO ready. We have to get our courts and our court, you know, procedures done. And the software that they're going to do to record all of the documents for it, and that'll be one of the next things I actually do, that I'll write, which is the, you know, the county court or the clerk, so that they can actually record documents and stuff. Has anybody got any questions about that?
Rocky, how will that look on the court recording?
Okay. Denise, are you talking?
Yes.
We can't hear you.
Oh, geez. Can you hear me now?
Can't hear you.
Oh, here.
I can hear you.
I can hear her.
Hello.
Better?
Are you muted or something? I don't see you muted. Hang on here.
No, I'm... Shoot.
You're
okay,
not muted,
but
we can't hear you.
Rocky, I can hear her.
Huh. I think we all can hear her. I think it's Rocky that can't hear.
Okay.
Okay.
She gets that fixed. Yeah, we can't hear you, Denise.
Rocky, everyone can hear me but you. Me, but
Rocky, can you hear us?
Rocky, can you hear the rest of us?
Okay.
No, I think it's
him. Anyway, I'm going to go on to the next thing. The next thing is the other kind of LRO out there is the stand-up. and that's only for Clark County. And with that said, they wanted us, basically for us to use their software. Hang on, let me get to the document here. Okay, you see this document on the screen now? This is the agreement that we would sign, agree into this. I want everybody to look at it. Today's meeting, I don't want to do any voting, whatever. I want a chance that we're going to say, okay, we're going to vote on this. Next meeting, I will put that in the agenda to vote, so everybody has a chance to vote. I don't want, you know, anybody left out of being able to, you know, voice their opinion on something. So this document, it was in the downloads. I want you guys to download it, read through it. Basically, what it says is that there's normally a one-time fee of $100. That's way for affiliates. We are affiliate county, so we wouldn't pay the $100. The deal, what we would pay is $15 for every new individual whose status is recorded in the land recording office. So anytime we record something in their system, we would have to give them $15. That's what they're asking for. And this agreement is good for 1 year, starting from whatever, I guess, whenever we sign it. And it basically tells who owns what property. And then somebody would have to sign it, either the coordinator or the recording, you know, like either Aaron or somebody would end up signing this, and then we'd send it off to them. So does anybody have any questions about this or concerns about doing it?
So is this paid monthly or is this just
no comments? Denise, did you get your mic fixed?
Rocky, everyone can hear me but you.
Yeah, we can't hear you.
Rocky, everyone can hear me but you.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi, Rocky. Can you hear me now?
No. Yes, she's going. So it's only me. I can't hear her?
Right.
Yeah, right.
Oh, okay. Let me figure out why. Okay. If Denise can go ahead, though, and talk and tell you guys whatever.
Okay. Thanks, Rocky. I think stand-up is really necessary for our county. I'm hoping that we'll vote on it the next time that we all meet. And I do want to just say that when we have a state meeting, we have to keep the state issues to that agenda. And then also when we have a county meeting, keep the county issues to that agenda. So that's just two things to note. And also, they don't expect the price to go up, but I will say that the LRO for is the same price. It's basically $15 for any ASN to record their documents. It's $25 if you have 928. This is actually less money than that. And then additionally, if you do want to post notices, notices on StandUp are free.
Hi, you. Okay. I'm wondering why I can't hear you guys. Huh? You may, because if I can't hear you, it's not going to get recorded.
Oh, okay.
So I need to make sure this is getting recorded. Now, hang on a minute here. I may. Yeah, let me jump out and get back in.
Sounds good. Thanks, Rocky.
Tomorrow, take over while I'm out, dropping out.
Okay, so hopefully he can jump back in and then take over the meeting. I was not aware it could not be recorded if he cannot hear us. So that's a good thing for us to know. Well, about the notices, that's awesome, Denise. That's great that there's no extra charges or anything.
For the notices, if you want to put it on the bulletin board for stand-up, and why that's important is when we have our elections, you can put the election notice, for example, if you're running for a chair or if you're running for an office such as sheriff, you can use the stand-up bulletin board. And that is a huge value to us. And I think Rocky's LRO may also have a notice feature eventually for the state. So right, we'll replicate that for the state. I put a couple of screenshots from today's meeting from KTF in the side, but they're for county, not state. So as soon as we finish up our state meeting, we can switch over to these other graphics.
That's weird because I still can hear.
That's
weird. Isn't it? I must have clicked on something and I don't know what it is now.
Darn it. Keep going, Rocky. Here, let me type to you.
Oh, talk again, Denise. Denise, talk.
Oh, you can hear me now? Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay, whatever I did, it just worked.
Yay!
Yeah. Just make sure, let me make sure the okay, it's still running. Okay. So did we finish talking about the stand-up on whatever?
Yes, we're finished.
Okay, the next thing that I wanted to talk about, get rid of this. In this meeting, I'm talking about the bank stuff now, and some stuff on the bank or whatever. There was some stuff with Anna, and they were talking about it, and there was people that were getting confused on what is an FRN, what is a USD, what is an AFD. This little document that they put out basically explains, you know, like what the difference is. And if I can, I'll read it to you. It says, and the FRN is domestic, and it is paid from goods, services, and labor. The FRN is a fiat money, and that means a government-issued currency that is not backed by any physical commodity, like gold or silver. Instead, that the value of the fiat money is based on the trust in the government that issued it, and the relationship between supply and demand. The real USD is a international currency that is backed by silver. So when they're talking about USDs, USDs are what they trade like from Europe to here or whatever. That's a USD. That's international money. And that is backed by silver. But as far as the FRNs, it's really backed by nothing but a trust that the local government or whatever has issued. Now the AFDs, which is American Federation Dollars, is the gold asset-backed currency on the land and soil by the unincorporated Federation Treasury and the United States of America, okay? So the AFDs is what we're getting right now, and that has nothing to do with the other government. That has to do with us unincorporated United States of America. So does everybody understand what that is about? What the difference is in the currencies? The other part of it is people were asking about Global Bank and all the different things about Global Bank. Now, Global Bank has four different divisions within Global Bank. So they have the Global Bank Family International Trade Bank, and that's where we can trade between different countries and all that. And then you have the Global Family Commercial Bank, which is deals with fiats and land jurisdictions and, you know, basically doing karmas between different people or whatever, right? And then you have the Global Bank of Commerce, which offers services under American Admiralty law for those who conduct business at sea. So, you know, it's like if you go to Walmart or any of those are, you know, basically sea because they're corporations, right? So they deal with the commerce part of it, right? And then you got the Global Family Prosperity Union, which is us, our accounts, right? Our prepaid credit and stuff like that. Does anybody have any question about the different roles that GFG's, you know, handling with us in our world? Yes, sir.
Brother Rocky, I was just curious on if you had any more clarity from what Anna was talking about just recently on what's going on with the world banks, the world court.
She just
did a podcast, two of them actually, that mentioned stuff going on with the world banking system. I don't know if there's more information on that or any clarity.
There's not more information about what it, basically on Thursday, on Thursday that she had a meeting with all the global people, you know, all the banking people, whatever, and Trump and all them. And they were going over trying to set a reset and all that. And she was trying to figure out who is the reset really for, what is the global banks going to do, you know, in the currencies and all that. And from what I got out of it is it wasn't clear on any of it. The only thing that the other countries thought that Trump and that government was us, and they're not us, right? So Anna made it clear to all the rest of them they should be dealing with us, the real United States of America, not the incorporated one, right? And, you know, Trump's people and all the people that's supposed to be in the United States Corporation would never answer them or agree to anything because they can't. They're not us, and they can't make deals for us. And that's, they were trying to make a deal on a global currency, whatever. And, you know, as far as I know, I think Anna's still handling that now, but I don't know where it is right now.
Okay, thanks. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Anybody else have any questions about banking? Or I was listening to a podcast today, the American podcasters, whatever, and the lady there, she goes over a lot of different things that she finds out, and she was saying here shortly, she didn't know when or whatever, there's going to be a blackout, and we've heard about that for a while. There's going to be 7 days of, you know, you can't use your phones, you can't use your credit cards, you can't use a lot of stuff. Nobody knows if that's true or if it's really going to happen, but it's now getting more and more evidence that people are talking about it. And if it does, we need to make sure we have cash on hand, you know, have water, whatever we need, that at least lasts 7 days. Because they're saying that there's supposed to be a blackout, and it may be because of the reset or whatever's going to happen. So I know Trump has been talking about that too.
Don't forget toilet paper, people.
Yeah, don't forget toilet paper. see what else I had here. Yeah, that was a PTF. Okay. Does anybody else have any other questions about banking? You know, the other thing is we need to get more and more people with their 928s done and the drill assembly. Tomorrow, have you had any deal on the art chart? Have you got any response from Sue and them, or, you know, have you actually talked to a lot of people about that?
No, I have not. I am actually going to go send her another email. She did respond to the first email, but she has not given me a date yet, so I'm going to send her another email that we're going to need to have a date and, you know, get this done. And then as of tomorrow, I will be contacting all of our ASINs in Clark and Nye County and go over the charts.
Okay. Yeah, that's one thing, because we need to see where we're standing, and that's what the org chart is.
Exactly.
It basically lists out all of the different positions what we need and who's setting in them. Now, we do have a bunch of them, and tomorrow's going to go through and email each one of these people and make sure they still want to be doing what they're doing, or, you know, being part of whatever position they said they would do. So we need everybody involved as we can, you know, as far as, you know, getting this assembly ready, because, like I said, on Friday, Anna stressed it that we need to be ready to run a government because it's coming. And she said, yeah, all of us need to quit messing around and get our, you know, our four pillars up and get our counties up. You know, that's one of the things through the model county that we're trying to help other counties too, trying to get this up and running. So we've got to get ready. So everybody help as much as you can.
Rocky, I've got a new chart. So I was on the PKTF meeting today for it's the third phase of model county. And there are five model counties. Of course, they want 50, so we're a little ways there. But I did get a new county chart. I could talk about it in the county meeting. And then this chart, the fourth pillar, is the latest version of all the roles that have to be filled for state.
Okay. Get
so
that
it's
with
slightly changed.
Yeah, get it to Tamara so she can help work on that.
Yes, Tamara, if you wouldn't mind grabbing it out of the chat, I put everything in there that they presented at the meeting today.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
There was a model county meeting today?
Uh-huh. It was at 2 o'clock. And then the two-pillar graphic I have in the chat, that's going to be our roles that we are required for the county.
Okay. The last thing that I have to talk about, and else anybody has any more to say about the model counties and our org chart. On the last meeting, Alex was talking about instructions on helping people in court or jail. He gave me all the documents to you know, that you would need to file and that kind of stuff. And I put them in the download. So you guys all have them. I want everybody to go through those and see what they think or whatever. And then, you know, anybody that has went through them, what do you think about the information that's in there?
Alexei's on the meeting. Maybe he can kind of update everybody.
Alexei,
sure,
you want to talk?
Yeah, can you guys hear me? Hello?
Yes, we can.
Okay, very good. So basically, that's the letters that we sent out to the Pennsylvania court that Eugene is being detained at. The judge cleverly went on vacation and hasn't, quote-unquote, come back off of vacation yet. Our next step is trying to get Eugene to write a habeas corpus to get himself out of there. And we're putting in his 928s and other, well, when I say we, it's whoever is over there in Pennsylvania helping him out, is putting that on the docket there for him as well. So that's where we are right now. So these are just things that we have tried so far. I've also sent out a couple requests to the 8th District Court here in Nevada requesting the oaths of office of the judges and things like that. But
nice.
I'm just testing the waters or seeing what's going to stick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, any kind of thing that we can figure out and all of us can use, it'd be great. You know, it's like, all we've got to do is try it first, you know.
Yeah, and that's what basically I'm doing is just like a test subject run right now. I mean, it doesn't hurt because we don't pay for mail anymore. So, you know, just send them out and see what happens.
Yeah, that's a good thing, too, that you gave us is the free mail thing, so we can do that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Does the free mail do tracking, or is it just mail?
Yes, absolutely. The free mail does tracking. The tracking is either built into the registered mail sticker or the certified mail sticker. Either one will give you that tracking.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
So that stuff was included in the downloads too, so everybody can see what he's talking about on the stickers.
Yeah, and I will update people as I'm also doing some other test runs. What I'm doing is I'm sending mail out in different ways and seeing which ways the post office accepts it and which ways they don't accept it for free mail. And I did get a couple of them sent back to me, mainly because they didn't follow exactly the rule for certified mail where you have to put the sticker to the right of the sending address. Mine was a little bit above the sending address. So I'm doing a little bit of everything and collecting the data, both the ones that made it and the ones that did not make it. And then that way I can know exactly, we can kind of perfect the art of sending mail with tracking from the private side.
That's a great job, Alexi. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're
welcome. Does anybody else have anything to ask Alexa about that?
Rocky, I do have a question. I've missed a couple meetings, so I'm kind of lost a little bit on that. Can I get some more information about the free mail and what you guys were just talking about?
Yeah, that was in the download. When I do the meetings and I do the downloads, if you download it, that information's in there. But if you email, I can send it straight to you.
Yeah, because I did actually try to download a couple of the meetings, and I don't know, something's going on. It's not letting me. It's just loading and loading. So maybe it's my fault on my end, but it's not really working out for me.
So just send me an email on what you need, and I'll email it straight to you.
Okay, thanks, Rocky.
You're welcome. Anybody else have any questions? Okay, at this point in the meeting, I am opening up the floor to any new business or anything that anybody wants to discuss about, and something that, you know, hopefully I can answer your questions or somebody here may be able to do that. So go ahead if you have any questions. Does anybody want to bring up any new things or any things you think that we should be working on?
For the state, Rocky, we've got to get these declarations done. So our state was supposed to adopt, about 6 years ago, the public laws, and when they were declared, which was 2021. But there's no record of any of that being adopted by the state of Nevada, or the Union Nation state obviously did not adopt it. So I'm preparing that with the model counties, and we'll have those documents ready to go hopefully soon. I'm hoping this week. When I submit them to you, I'd like them added to the agenda, if that's okay, if everyone could look at them, and then we can adopt those. And they're also a declaration of the acceptance of the list of criminal acts for trafficking and all of the other things that were against the public laws. So.
Okay. One of the things I want to bring up too is, Robert, do you want to say anything about the vetting? Now, I know that you started vetting people. Do you want to make any comments on that? Robert, you want to say anything?
I don't have any, unless people, you know, contact me to get it started. You know what I mean? It's not really that much to it.
Okay. From what I understand, did you vet tomorrow already?
I did.
Okay. And is that the only one you vetted right now, or is it you got more to go?
Well, as her, it's just her as of right now.
Okay. So it's... So everybody knows our vetting committee is up and running, and I'm actually even going to run that through Anna about what we're doing, because, you know, we can't get vetted anywhere else, so we have to get our vetting committee running, and Robert is our chair on that. And, you know, like he just said, we are starting. Tomorrow was the first one. I did talk to Tamara about trying to get her background check done. I don't know where she is on that, but you know, that's another thing that we got to get done. We may have to do our own, get our own channel with ClearCheck to do the background checks. So I'm looking into that now too. But Terry is the one that's supposed, you're supposed to pay through Terry for the background checks, and then the Federation will actually do them. Right now, the Federation is slow about doing anything right now. So we may have to do our own, and that may be our next step.
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody have any questions about vetting or? Yeah, I'd like to.
I have a quick question about the vetting for the background checks. How would we set up that system? What's required to do a background check?
Basically, there's a company called ClearCheck, and ClearCheck. What it would have to do is we get the piece of paper that ClearCheck needs to be filled out. The person would then pay ClearCheck for the background check, and then they would get the paper back, and that would have to be returned to the vetting committee, you know, showing that it was done, and it shows, you know, what your background is, so that they can submit that to, you know, the members here on, you know, their ruling on whatever they come back with. Give me a second here. Let me see if I can find mine so you can see what it looks like. I had mine done through the, you know, through the Federation, you know, to be a coordinator. Give me a second here. I don't remember where I put it. Wasn't done through mine. If anybody wants to talk, go ahead while I try to find this.
Okay, and then I guess what I want to find out exactly is, it's a background check for our employment history, right? Like the places we've worked at, things like that, correct?
Not exactly. What the background check is for, to see if you have any criminal issues, if you had any, you know, it could be your work too, you know, anything that was, but it isn't specific to a job or anything like that. It's just in general, on, you know, if I find the form, hang on here. Here it is. I think I found it. Okay, here it is. Okay, let me share my screen again. Okay, can you see my screen?
Yes.
Okay. You see it? It's from ClearCheck, is the company. And then basically, it's when I did it. You put in your name and your Social Security number and your birth date and all that, right? And then it does a check, like on your Social Security number. You can see these different things in Clark, any federal crimes, any bankruptcy liens or judgments that you had against you right now, right? So it does a trace on each one of these. You can see, you know, basically what it's doing. And, you know, it's where your name matches in different areas, you know, like in Clark or, you know, different other places, right? You know, it's like this one with Buncombe, North Carolina. I've never been there, so William Roper comes up, but not William Rocky Roper, right? There's a lot of William Ropers. So you'll find that there'll be a lot of these, but they're all okay. You know what I'm saying? You see the green check on them. I mean, there's nothing really bad. But all the ones with William Rocky Roper is me, and it's different places I lived, you know, that kind of stuff here, right? And then it goes into the national crime and watch list to see, you know, if you've been doing any crime, you know, with the FBI, you know, that kind of stuff, any sex offending stuff, right? And this is where Sue said that I possibly raped somebody. Well, it would have came up in this multi-state sex offending search, right? Which it didn't, because I've never done that. So It just goes through all of the different deals. And then your county criminal, like in Clark County, or any of these other ones, you know, is clear in Clark. These other places wasn't me, so wasn't ordered, you know what I'm saying? And then any federal crimes, it says I was cleared any federal crimes, right? Now, any bankruptcy, whatever, I was cleared of any bankruptcies, liens, or judgments, right? And then it lists all the jurisdictions that it searched through, right? These are all the places they looked for anything to do with me, okay?
So basically, it's a third-party software that just kind of does a background check of your financials mostly, in the tracking system?
Yeah, mostly financial or criminal, right? Okay.
Well, in we're finding out that all criminal charges are really just financial charges in their de facto court, so it's
yeah.
The same thing.
Right. So basically it's one of the things when we say we have to do a background check on certain positions, we have to do this clear check thing. So it's either we get a, you know, like a contract or a, you know, an account with clear check, and then the people would then pay clear check to get this done. Right? And then basically get this document back, and then this would go to the vetting committee. The vetting committee then would, you know, look at that and then bring all the evidence to the members here and stop screen sharing. So basically bring it to us, and then when we do the vote for the person to take the position or not, you know, it's something that would make us either say yes or no that we want them. You know, it's like if a guy was, you know, stealing money, you know, in different jobs he had or whatever, would you want him to be on your banking committee? You know, and then that would be when we take the vote to vote them in or not in the banking committee, all this information would come up that, you know, the vetting committee finds out and what comes in the clear check. You know, we think that that kind of person should be running our banks or our banking committee, right?
Gotcha.
So, that's all it's really for. It's really it's not a hard yes, no, somebody can take the position, because it's still all up to us. We all have to vote on it, right? We have to vote the person in. This is just giving us more information so we know who they are, right? So did that make it clear?
Yep, got it. Sounds good.
Okay. Anybody else have any questions about it or? You know, one of the things I always say, if you have nothing to hide, you hide nothing, right? So it's, like you said, I show my stuff. I don't care if people see it or not. You know, it's I have nothing to hide.
Yeah,
you want to know who I am?
Don't apply for a position if you know you've got some crappy stuff that could be found out. I mean, just don't even apply, you know?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm still having, that's weird. I can hear you guys, but it's fate, but I can still hear. Is there any more comments or anything on that or on our vetting? Okay, at this point, I have really nothing else on this meeting. Next Sunday, we will be taking a vote on the stand-up. If everybody, you think we should sign it and pay whatever it is that they want us to pay to use their system, I'm okay with it. We're only going to have to pay them if we use it. So, and one of the comments that came up at one time, I think Denise and I talked about it too, like the LRO I'm doing is a state and county LRO. It's not just a county or state. And it's actually even more than that. It could be, if you wanted to record somebody in Arizona, you could do it in ours.
It fits, yeah.
What's that?
My beat. What's that? Oh, I'm sorry.
It's basically, I'm actually breaking it all the way down to the town. So if you lived in Henderson, you can record them, and when you put Henderson there, it actually marks them as a person in the town Henderson. Or if you say North Las Vegas, it would be, that would be their town, right?
Mm-hmm.
So nice. I'm trying to make it all the way down to the town, because eventually when our government's fully running, it's going to be, because we have to have our towns, and their towns have to vote on things, because whatever's in your town, you know, could be important to you in that town, but not in the county, right? Or it could be also in the county. And then the county gives something a little bit over all of that. And then you have your state, right? So we have to have ways of tracking, you know, and creating meetings and stuff for a town, you know, along with our county and our state, right? So our LRO needs to reflect that, and also our courts too, you know, because if you're going to, you know, a court in Carson City, right, we need the recording stuff. When they record, it needs to be for Carson City, right? Because that's the court you're going to be going to.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Anybody else have questions?
Rocky, are you going to close the state meeting and open up a county meeting?
I'm doing kind of both on all of them, because it's just a little bit hard to do both. If you want to talk about county stuff, go ahead.
Okay, thanks. Today on the PKTF meeting, we got our new two-pillar graph, and it's in the chat. If you want to just quickly take a look, that kind of describes everything happening there. The county presentment teams are going to be considered full. If we have the following coordination teams, they're calling them resurgence coordination teams, on every county assembly. And so you've got to have your organizer or outreach chair. You need to have your sheriff and a PKTF state and or county assembly liaison. Now, I'm asking Louise, which I didn't get a response back yet, if someone like myself could be considered the PKTF liaison, because I'm an affiliate director at PKTF. And so I'll get back to you if you can fill both roles. I'm not sure yet. So really, we're in great shape. We've got our sheriff. Right now, I'm the outreach chair. I'd love for someone else to be the outreach chair, but I'll do it if we have to. And as far as the PKTF, I'll get back to you. What they did want to find out was that we are identifying interested counties that would like to be helped with the Model County Program, and that we're assisting people in getting their coordination team together for that, and also their sheriff and their outreach chair. And then we have to hold two public meetings, and in addition, hold two county tour meetings. So that would be our sheriff meeting with the de facto sheriff, explaining how he can become a national, and also how we're going to be handling our de facto du jour communications. There was also a lot of discussion today on the meeting about the process of letting our employees know how to interact with us, and there'll be more details on that on our next meeting, which is, I think, September 14th. So we don't really have to do a whole lot, and the two pillars, if everyone could just look at that in the chat, the two pillars are what is going to comprise our county assembly government, and the General Assembly has about 12 positions, and then additionally the Jural Assembly. It's very interesting. On that particular pillar, the sheriff has a sheriff's court. So we just have to get our sheriff's court up and running, which is an Article 3 court, and Rocky is working on that software. But Rocky, while we're building the software, if we can just get the forms, and they could be presented as physical forms that we can use, that's all that's required there. And as far as vetting people or getting, I'll call them just ASN involved in the Jural Assembly, really all they would have to do is just learn the role. And I do have all of that information coming out soon on the PSOA website. Well, those are all can be sheriff's deputies. So if Keith would decide that he sees a level of confidence in someone, he can make them a deputy to be a bondsman. So you can be a sheriff's deputy and a bondsman. The court is not in session all the time, so having the deputies fill in for court recorder, bondsman, and court clerk is totally acceptable. So just wanted to let you know that update. And also we need to get on the county. Really, we only need a couple committees. It's the banking, the outreach, and then the oversight and transparency committee. Everybody can be part of the sheriff's posse, which is our militia in the county, and then also a business council committee. So, you know, we really have all the other positions filled. We're IT with Rocky and James Hugh. Vetting, we've got Robert. Elections committee, I'm still writing the book for that, but it's going to have, it can be far simplified from what we had before. And we don't really need too many other positions filled. So please, if you're interested, step up and we'll help you get the information for that role. So that's it for county. Thanks, Rocky.
You're welcome. Anybody have any questions? I want to show one more thing when she's talking about county or whatever. If everybody, I mean, can you see my screen right now?
Mm-hmm.
This is our county website. And the deal is if you want to keep up on top of what's going on, you can go to this website. It's the ClarkCountyNevadaGov.land. And in here has the calendar. It has a calendar for the county and the state. You know, mm-hmm. if you do the county one, what I try to do, if you see there's a lot of stuff in here,
mm-hmm.
come to this here if you want to know, is there a meeting tomorrow or next day or what days are going on. You know, there's a Thursday night coordinator calls with Anna. You know, there's the American State Assembly does Monday nights, and ours are on Sunday nights. So if you need to know if there's any of them out there, you can come to the calendar to keep updated. So this is one way to find out, you know, what's going on when. This one is for Clark County itself. And then you can go to the state one, and these are the ones that the state meetings would be. So I'm trying to keep this calendar up to date. If there's any meetings I don't know about, whatever, you let me know, and I'll put them on the calendar. So everybody can actually get to them, you know, and see what's going on, you know, see what meetings are out there, whatever that you may want to go, you know, get it involved in. As we get different meetings, whatever, they'll show up in this calendar.
Sounds
Does anybody
great.
Have any questions about that? One of the things I had two people ask me about is our officers and stuff. If you look in this part where it says public office officials, like if you go to coordinators, you'll see my information's here, my email that you can email me. This is Tamara and her email for Tamara. And this one here is for Sue, you know, if you want to email Sue. So these are the different, you know, positions, you know, that, you know, different officers we have, you know, recording secretaries. This is Aaron. Michelle, Tamara, their information. So we do have stuff on here that if you're looking for a certain person, you know, if you want to get in contact with the sheriff, you know, which is Keith, this is his email, and you can email him and ask him a question, right? So there's, you know, we have all of these are our major officers that we need to have for our county. So they're all in here. And, you know, when we need to verify them and, you know, keep them up to date, you know, on the different positions, you know, our county clerk, which is Pam Banks. So the deal is this, there's a lot of information on here, and we're going to keep putting more and more stuff on it. And if there's stuff that, you know, people would like to see on here, you'd let us know. The public notices, as Anna or different people put out different notices, you can click on here these are different things that Anna talks about and stuff that you can come here and actually see their, her articles about them.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to read some of the stuff that Anna's talked about, it, what I do is I take the ones that are the most important for our state and I put them in public notices so that you guys could see them, you know, without having to go look them, look for them or find them, right? So like I said, there's a lot of stuff that's on here, you know, and for any new person, if you want to send them to the self-governance here, you know, this is for correcting your status. It explains all the stuff, where to record at. It's at StandUp or GFG. You know, it gives you information how to contact the coordinator or the recording secretary. There's all kinds of information here. And we're trying to get more and more on here. You know, eventually we're going to be working on the education part, and those are video trainings and stuff on how to do the different positions. Like if you wanted to be an ombudsman, you know, you would have some training stuff in there for that, right? So the website is growing, you know, for the state and the county. And we're, like I said, I'm trying to get as much. The LRO will be on the state one, not on the county one. I may put it on the county too, you know, in the correct your in here, you know, where it has the stand up and here. It'll probably be in here too, where you can go to the LRO for the county too. So these are plans that we have going on right now. And, you know, if anybody in the assembly, remember, this is your guys' government. So if there's things that you think should be changed on here or corrected or added, I mean, put in your 2 cents. You know, this is your government, and we'll get it corrected.
Hey, Rocky, do you have a document generator on your LRO?
As far as what?
Oh, on the LRO that you designed, is there a document generator?
It's going to use Affinity. So when the documents... when you fill out all your information in there, you would be able to download that to Infinity, and Infinity would then generate the documents for you. And normally ours are going to be, it's not going to be for the individual to do it themselves, because everybody doesn't have Affinity.
Right.
So it's, our LRO is basically through the recording secretaries. They would mm-hmm. generate your documents to you, get them to you to sign them, because they have to sign them too, right? So, and then they're the ones that will upload them to your bill, to your LRO account.
But if for stand-up, don't they just have to be signed by a notary public?
Well,
until we have our public notaries?
Yeah, that's one of the things that we've been talking about with stand-up and the other ones. Stand-up, you can do whatever. I think it is that they use you know, notary public, and then you can upload them into their system. I don't know if the recording secretaries or have to upload them, or you can do it yourself. I don't know a lot about it. Tamara, do you know anything about? Because I know she's been doing the training on it.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. So with Stand Up, it's us, the recording secretaries, that print out the paperwork. And if they're so they put in all the information. It comes to us. We go make sure that everything is correct. Then we send it back to the ASM to make sure everything is correct on their side. And then we print it out, and then we have them sign.
Okay. However, Tamara, on StandUp, isn't it also available just for a public notary or notary public only without the recording secretary?
It all depends on what's on the forms, which the forms we're going over right now. Right now, it's set to recording secretaries.
Okay, so let's say I have I'm going to start doing model county tours, and we're going to go to Elko and Lander County, and there's no recording secretary there. How would that look?
I have to check on that because right now we have the block recording secretary, but I think I'm going over the papers tomorrow night with mm-hmm. Karen to make mm-hmm. sure that everything's correct on it. So I'll know an answer by tomorrow night. But
okay,
to my knowledge, if there is a recording secretary, the recording secretaries do it. But if there's a county, like you said, that does not do it, they can go to public notary But it's okay, the printing also that we have to talk about. So let me find out tomorrow night.
Yeah, because the document, how it works for the notary public is that it's got to say, it's got to have a square on the form that says that, their block is there for the notary public or the recording secretary. Otherwise,
let me try to make sure Alder's wording is in there.
Okay, because there's no way for us to do this without, you know, we need to expand our footprint, and that's the only way to do it, because if people have to go back and forth with the recording secretary, it's never going to happen. You know, there's, because there aren't any, like in White Pine County, or even if I go up to Pioche and someone says, I want to do this, then we have our printer, we have Stand Up, and then we just print out the documents. Now, Pioche is in Lincoln County, but for example, if I'm in Mesquite is still too far away, Laughlin, too far away. You're not going to run all the way over there to witness them.
From what I understand right now, the Stand Up is only for Clark County. So you wouldn't be able to go for those counties anyway.
However, so they could go on the state. Then that would be, but you said the state could be used for the county.
Well, the LRO that I'm creating has to go through a recording secretary.
Mm-hmm.
The reason is because we want to make sure the documents are verified and correct. They're done right, because you got to remember, these documents that are done, they're legal documents, and we're using them in courts and all that. And if they're not filled out right, that person could be in trouble. So they got to make sure they're filled out. And Notary Public doesn't care if the document's correct. They just care that the person's correct.
Right. However, our state will never get standing because our recording secretaries don't live in the respective counties, and they live too far away to take advantage of our recording secretaries. So how would that work? Because you need to have the recording secretary stamp. Would they have to mail them to the recording secretary and then they get mailed back?
What's going to happen is, because now Aaron is the chair of that, of our LRO, and what he could do is he could train somebody in another county and get them up and running as quick as possible.
I mean, that could be a year or two away. Like, we don't even have any ASN in the county. Mm-hmm. So to get some going, we need to be able to get that first 20 or 30 people by public notary or notary public, and basically notary public until we can get them rolling.
I can tell you, in the LRO I'm creating, we're not doing notary publics or public notaries, just because they're not verifying the documents. What will happen on those situations, what you're talking about, is they would fill out all the stuff. They would email the recording secretary, right?
Mm-hmm.
The recording secretary would go over them, tell them what they need to correct or not correct. Then they would print them out and mail them to them. Then they would do a video conference of signing them. Mm-hmm. And then when the recording secretary gets them back, they upload them. That's how that works.
So they have to mail them back twice, like mail them to, and then mail them back.
Aaron would mail them to them, mm-hmm. if that's the recording secretary, and then mm-hmm. they would do a video conference with Aaron,
right?
So he can see them signing it, right?
Right.
And then they would mail them back, and it's done.
No, then he'd have to mail them back again so that they have their originals.
Well, no, he will mail the originals back to him after he signs them and everything and uploads them.
Right, so that's what I'm saying. It'd be there and back, there and back.
Well, but the deal is, it's only there and back, and then they're recorded, right?
Uh-huh.
And then it's whenever they get their paperwork, they would have their originals back, right?
How much are we charging for this?
Nothing, as far as just the cost of whatever we're doing.
Okay, like Charlotte's on. How much did you pay Charlotte to put your items on the LRO?
You know what? I just gave Futu my money, and she's the one that's doing all of that for me.
Okay, so how much did she charge?
You know what? I don't remember.
Okay.
I remember that we gave Aaron like $85.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember how much I gave Futu, and she took care of all of that for me.
Oh, so you paid $85 to Aaron, and then you're paying something else to Futu?
Well, from what I understand, that's what we're going to do. And she's taking care of all the other stuff. Me, y'all, forgive me, but I'm brand new at this, so I'm not understanding all of this.
No, no problem. No problem. What I'd like to do is put a motion on the floor or move to have a set fee schedule for recording and also for services so that each new ASN coming in will know exactly how much they need to pay. I know for stand-up, it's around $30. It's $15 to, it's free to document generate, and then it's $15 to record on stand-up.
Right.
So it sounds like Charlotte's into this for over $100, and she didn't realize that there were options.
Well, the deal is the current LRO, we don't, you know, there's different charges based on what you want somebody to do.
I know what the different charges are. So they're $15 for the 1779, the two witness statements, and then they're $25 for the 928.
Okay. What I'm going to require on the new LRO is there a flat $25, and that's for, you know, the recording secretary to pay for their materials, right? As far as the LRO itself, there is no charge. As far as generating the documents, as far as I know, it's just, you know, that's part of the 25 is to pay for the paperwork and the ink and that kind of stuff, right?
So, well, everyone should get paid for doing something. I mean, I'm not saying that they should do it for free.
No, I understand it. And there, and when we get to that part when it's done, and then we can discuss it between everybody and decide what it is that the state, you know, or the county or whatever is going to charge to do the paperwork. I mean, as far as me, I'm writing all stuff. I don't want anything. It's free, okay? We have to decide as a state, what does the state want, and what does the state need to pay the people doing it, right? And we'll need to come up with those fees like you talk about, and then we'll have to go through, you know, everybody talking about what's a fair fee or whatever to do it, right? And then we'll vote on it, and that will be what we charge, right?
We do need a standardized fee schedule, so thank you for that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we can do that. That's something that, you know, the problem is we have no control over the current LRO. We have
right.
no real control over the stand-up, so that's the reason we're doing our own, and then we can...
Well, we have control over stand-up. We absolutely have control over it. It's $15 per person.
Well, yeah, that's what they're saying, that we need to pay them, right?
Right.
Now, are we paying the recording secretaries or whatever to do anything, right?
Well,
let me just jump in, guys. So I'll know a lot more information tomorrow night because we also have a meeting because the other states also have different charges. They also charge per pages and per public notices. So let me get everything on email first and see how they do it. Because there's a lot more different charges, not just one fee. We can do one fee, but let me see how all the other states do it first. Because they have per page, per notice, either the 7079 or the 928, so it's all different. So as of tomorrow night, I'll have a lot more information on that.
Sounds terrific.
Okay.
So what I need to understand what I paid for. I gave Aaron the money. He had to actually print it out for us twice because there was mistakes in it. So he got all that corrected for me. And then he said that he would send all of that stuff in. Then I got my credential card. So I paid him to literally do everything, send everything in for me. Is that what I am understanding?
Yes, Charlotte. What you're going through with Aaron, that is the main, sorry, hold on. Sorry, that's my macaw. I apologize. It's feeding time. So what you're going through with Aaron, that is the main LRO that we're using right now. So Aaron does everything. He basically holds your hand from the front all the way to the end. So he does all your LRO, your numbers, your family bank, your credential cards, all your paperwork, he makes sure everything's correct, you sign and everything. So yes, that is what you're doing. What we're talking about is a new program that we will be using, and it's called Stand Up. So Aaron, right now we're using the LRO and the Affinity, but we're going to switch over to the Stand Up program. So it's a different thing where basically it's going to be automatic generated instead of us doing everything by hand. Because right now, Aaron and I and the other secretaries, we do everything by hand on a computer, and it takes a few hours actually and a few times back and forth. So yes, you are in great hands, and what he's doing is what we're doing now. In the future, we're going to have a new program.
Oh, okay. Thank you for clarifying that for me.
Oh, no problem. If you have any more questions, you can always send me a message.
Okay, well, just send me an email or something. Let me know what your email is, and I will do that. Thank you very much.
Perfect.
I appreciate it.
No problem.
Again, if you can see my screen, and after you go in here where it says recording secretaries, you click on here. This is, you know, you go to the Clark County, Nevada, gov.land, and if you look in here, this is tomorrow right here, and this is their email.
Okay.
So
I will do that when we get off this call. I'll go look all that up.
Yeah, the deal is that that's the reason for the website, whatever, is so if you need information or you want to try to find somebody, it's in here. You just got to go look. Okay?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Yeah. No problem. Do we have any other questions or anything?
All set. Thank you, everybody. Nice seeing you.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to adjourn the meeting at this time. I appreciate everybody for showing up. Sunday, I'm not sure if next Sunday we're going to do online and in person. I got to talk to tomorrow about that. But we will have one next Sunday, and it is in the calendar, and I'll change the calendar when we figure out exactly what we're going to do.
I've got a suggestion for a meeting spot, and it's a good one. It's the Lodge on Blue Diamond. It has a glassed-in dining area. And it's, you know, if you want to just sit down and order iced tea or whatever you can, you don't have to get food or drinks, but it's got a huge parking lot. It's kind of like how Home Plate had their situation with the glassed-in dining room, but it's nicer and not too expensive and great parking. So if you're looking for another meeting venue, the Lodge at Blue Diamond in Fort Apache is the address.
Okay. Okay, so motion to adjourn, everybody.
I make a motion, we adjourn.
Second it.
I second it, Rocky.
Okay. Meeting's adjourned. We'll see you all next Sunday.
Thank you,
Rocky. Thank you, everyone.
Thanks,
everybody. Thank you, everybody.